I am recording on my end.
Okay, one sec. I'll just start recording on my end.
Cool.
Module, off.
Like when I'm recording, I can sort of hear my voice in the left ear cup of my headphone, and you guys are on the right. So it's just a little odd. But okay, we'll manage.
Okay, I'm hitting record.
Started.
Okay, I'm also recording. Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be returning back to the good old times of the Transition podcast because Rishi Alwani, who was our games editor at one point, is here with us. Hi Rishi.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And friend of the podcast, Mikhail Madnani, is also back, but this time on a different podcast. Hi Mike.
Yes, good to be back.
Yes, so just a bit of history before we start talking about all things gaming in today's episode. Transition used to be a podcast that we had for about 120 episodes, and unfortunately we had to eventually shut it down because Rishi went on to do other better things in life. And here we are now, you know, doing like a mini reunion. So it's Transition used to be a really fun podcast. You can definitely go check out the old episodes and I guess enjoy with some slightly outdated info. But this one is going to be something similar because PlayStation 5 has been announced. The Xbox Series S and the Series X have also been announced, and India pricing is here. Even if availability details for these consoles may not be crystal clear just yet, at least not for all of them, and we have the most qualified people in India to talk about these consoles here with us on the podcast, so a lot of good things in store for you guys here. Okay, so I think the first thing I want to highlight here is let's just quickly talk about the India pricing for these consoles, and then we'll get to other topics. So Rishi, do you want to like take it over?
Yeah, so essentially what's happened is we have the pricing for Xbox Series X and Xbox Series S. The Xbox Series X is going to be 50,000 rupees or 49,990. And the Xbox Series S is 34,990 or, you know, essentially 35K. Now, the pricing of the, surprisingly enough, the pricing for the consoles came the same around the same time we got the pricing and release date with the rest of the world. So it doesn't usually happen that India gets a pricing, release date or pre-order information the same time as the rest of the world does. And that's usually because we're not a big console market. But Microsoft this time around ensured that Indian fans are taken care of in that
way. At least those on Facebook.
Yeah, so yeah, that's a funny thing. They announced it on Facebook and I did reach out to Microsoft after seeing the Facebook post, and they did confirm it was legitimate because that page had been inactive for a while. So it turns out the reason why it was so slapdash and put together is because you have to understand what happened was in that week, I think on the same day, the pricing and pre-orders and release date information, as well as the Xbox Series S SKU, which is the worst kept secret in the business this generation, were all leaked. They were all leaked, and Microsoft had to act fast. And fact of the matter is, they had a full, media brief, not even a media briefing, a full event that was a Q&A event that also leaked on the internet. That also gave us information on how they view both consoles, the S and the X, and what they want to do with them. So essentially for them, the S, even though the specs on this Series S is, well, on paper, underpowered versus the Xbox One X, which launched in 2017, if memory serves me right. So even despite that, their whole focus is, oh, it'll play, because of the architecture, it can play next-gen games at a higher frame rate. That's what they say. Despite being only 4 teraflops versus the 6 teraflops on the Xbox One X. But yeah, regardless of the leaks and regardless of the, you know, hilarity around the specifications and how they're positioning their consoles, they at least were able to have an India launch and India pre-order campaign live at the same time as the rest of the world. In fact, a little earlier, because if you were in India, you could pre-order the Series X and the Series S before US and Europe.
Yeah, exactly.
Due to time zone differences.
Yes. You can still pre-order the Series S as far as I know in some retailers, while the Series X, at least online, seems to be completely gone.
Yep.
So one thing I noticed, Rishi, was you did confuse it a bit with Xbox One X and One S in between.
Yeah, that's because as of this morning, there's been a lot of hilarity because the One X, which is discontinued, had a lot of people in America buying it, and I found that really funny. So that's like kind of fresh in my mind still. So,
yeah, exactly. I mean, the naming scheme is something that I'm really not entirely sure about. Like, what were they thinking when they named these products like exactly the same as the last generation, but they've just replaced that one word, which is literally O-N-E, replaced it with series. And, you know, there's definitely going to be a lot of confusion until like the older products are completely off the market. So
I mean, their aim is to remove the Xbox One branding and go with Xbox everywhere. That's why you have Xbox Game Pass, you have Xbox game streaming and stuff like that. So even the newer physical releases, like while Microsoft is still allowing developers to do physical releases, I'm pretty sure they don't want that in the future, going by how the console downloads and stuff like that. But as of now, like future Xbox physical releases will have Xbox written on the top. And there'll be like a small black banner which says Xbox One X or Xbox One and Xbox Series X, which just tells you what platforms it's playable on. In fact, the recently released Minecraft Dungeons in India also has that black banner which says Xbox One, Xbox Series X. And at the bottom near the game rating, it says Xbox One game playable on Xbox Series X. Because like if you really want to get confused, you can look at the whole Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War situation where you have like two different SKUs for the consoles. One can be upgraded, another can't, and but they all can be played on the new consoles and stuff like that. It's like a complete mess. So yeah,
definitely I do agree that it is a mess. But one thing we didn't highlight so far is that the difference between the Series S and the Series X is basically what, disk drive and more power? Am I right?
It's
about
a disk drive, more power, and also double, like the Series S has half the SSD or hard drive space. Actually, SSD, you can't call it hard drive anymore. So yeah, it's 512 GB SSD versus 1 terabyte in the Series X. Obviously, you lose out on the disk drive, and it's 4 teraflops. But 4 teraflops of the new architecture versus 12 of the new one. And they are positioning this as a console for essentially people who are still using 1080p or 1440 displays, while the Series X is for 4K and beyond.
Yeah,
I think and, both Sony more and Microsoft saying 8K support is probably just going to be like for media support in a few years, because I cannot imagine most people even have 8K TVs, let alone games, being able to target that. So yeah.
Yeah, so
I mean, there's also more to it, because like even the Series S has a 10 gigs of RAM versus 16 on the Series X.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
And that will be, if you ask me down the line, that will be a limiting factor no matter what Microsoft says.
Yeah, I'm actually not too happy about the fact that there is no disk drive and there is half the storage space on the Series S. That doesn't make much sense to me. Like, if you're removing the disk drive, then you better give more space, because you know it's going to be a problem for people in the future.
Especially yeah, since the SSD expansion is likely going to be quite expensive. And the budget solution to this problem would be buying a 4 terabyte normal hard drive, connecting it and like moving your games in between them. Because you cannot play Series X and Series S native games from a normal hard drive. They have to be played from the SSD. You can, however, play Xbox One, Xbox One X and older games from the external hard drive. So it's going to become like one of those situations like when people on PC who initially had small SSD drives had to move games in between them to play. Except on PC, you just ended up with longer load times. Over here, the games won't run unless they're on an SSD for the Series X and Series S native games.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a mess, I would say. I really would have ideally liked to have more storage space on that Series S. And the lack of a disk drive, like you rightly pointed out, Mike, is that Microsoft doesn't really want people to be playing physical games anymore. They have made some advancements in tech, though. I will say that. I think that smart delivery is one thing that we will come to a little later. So that's that at least in some way justifies that, okay, fine, you know, if you're not given a disk drive, there are some features. But the lack of storage space is something that I don't think anyone can realistically forgive.
But then see, the thing is, I don't think it's, I mean, that's what I find really odd, right? I mean, just because you have smart delivery doesn't mean you kill off the disk drive. I think that's a really weird decision on their part. But that being said, from what we know is that, see, this isn't Microsoft's first all digital console, all right? They've done this with the Xbox One X all digital console that came here. And everyone we've spoken to has said the same thing, is that it has not sold. Even on Amazon, who was and still is one of Microsoft's biggest supporters in India, They had to reduce the price all the way down, I think, 15K to even move a unit or two. And the sales have been terrible. I mean, let's put it this way. I had one retailer tell me that he was able to sell more Wii U in India than he was to sell Xbox. So
that is all crazy. Digital.
That is crazy. I don't know. And to be honest, if we even look at it from the point of view of the current launch, right, the Series X and Series S, from what I have been made aware of, and from according to everyone I've spoken to in the supply chain and distribution, the ratio is so weird. The reason why the Series X has sold out in India is basically because for every one Series X, there were probably 5 to 6 Series S. So if you look at it from that ratio, I think Microsoft got it wrong. Early adopters, people who are spending money at the beginning of a generation, want the ability to play hard, to play all their media across everything.
Yeah,
no one's going to be spending to buy a dumb box at the end of the day.
Yeah, so they like that is a very valid point. Like enthusiasts will be buying it first, and like at this point, those who are pre-ordering and getting it on day one, they're definitely more likely to be people who are tuned into the ecosystem and want the best possible experience. Which is totally fair, but at the same time, I think we probably should say that the Series S, I'm not sure how big the market for that console is in India, considering, you know, bandwidth requirements and other issues that come with having an all-digital console, stuff like,
yeah.
Even now, FUP, which is basically like the data caps on your monthly internet, those are a big problem in India.
Yeah, you're right. And the thing is, it's something, see, from what we know also, what Microsoft has said, so they had said this, in fact, on the IGN podcast Unlocked, Jason Ronald, who looks up the tech on Series X and Series S, he had said that there is, from a developer standpoint, they're not forcing developers to make games of a smaller download size. So usually what tends to happen, what happened last generation is the reason why you had games that were 50, 60, 100 gigabytes was because there was a lot of copy-paste and repeating of textures. Because of the architecture they were working with, because of the tech they were working with, it was easier just to repeat certain assets on a disk or certain assets within a file, simply because it would allow it to, you know, grab it faster and make games run as responsive as you want them to. Now, with the tech you have right now, with solid-state drives being the norm, they don't have to do that. There are industry standard tools to allow for compression tech, to allow for, you know, a smaller download size. And from what I've been given to understand, Sony has mandated this with their developers that you have to use this stuff. And Microsoft has a more laissez-faire approach to it. And that's where the problem lies. They've said it openly that they're not mandating it. They're not forcing developers to, you know, use compression tech, but they will work and partner with them to ensure that things are where they should be. I don't know what kind of approach that'll lead. Would it lead us down the same road where we are this generation, where, you know, every Call of Duty Warzone download is basically almost an entire hard drive? Or will it lead us down an approach where, you know, you have leaner, smaller games as they should be, which actually respect your time and hard drive space? That we are unaware of that right now on the Microsoft side of things.
Yeah, exactly. Do we have a launch date for these consoles right now? Like, when did they start shipping?
So it's interesting with the Series X and Series S. So I pre-ordered a Series X yesterday. I got a date of November 12th. One of my friends who also pre-ordered, he got a date of range of between November 12th and November 14th. So obviously, I wouldn't look too much into the shipping times right now, because we're still just like at the time of recording, we're, I think, a month and a half away. So I wouldn't put too much stock into that at this point in time. That being said, if I go by what Microsoft has done in the past, they've been ridiculously efficient with day one, with the Xbox One, to the Xbox One X and the One S. Whenever they had committed to those dates, they always hit the dates. So I'm expecting more of the same, give or take maybe a couple of days for, you know, in case things go down.
Yeah, okay. Fine, chalo, let's move on to the PlayStation side of things now. So on the PS5 side, I think you have two variants, which is basically PS5 disk drive edition and a PS5 no disk drive edition. Now, in this case, again, the pricing has been revealed and it's somewhere in between the Xbox Series S and the X. Am I right about that?
Yeah, that's pretty much accurate.
Yeah, but the India price is not yet clear, right?
The India price and release date are not clear. Whatever people are reporting about there being a confirmed date is wrong. Because Sony's confirmed to us that they haven't announced an official date or a price yet for India.
So yeah, I mean, if I were to make an educated guess about the pricing, I think it's like, let's look at the US price: $399 for the digital edition and $499, right? For the
yes, $499.
$499 for the like disc drive edition. So what do you think in India? What will be the price?
I mean, if so, I look at it this way, right? Back of the napkin math, we should be at $39,990 and $49,990. Hmm. That's what it should be.
Hmm.
But at the end of the day, we also have to keep in mind that Sony doesn't price their hardware in line with US. It's usually in line with